It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I'm a bit emotional, a bit triggered. Lingy, you know the backstory to this, but Tom, you were away, on holidays when this happened to me.
Sure.
Anyway, on Friday, because I had a week last week where I was doing a lot of stuff and getting a lot of things done I was quite busy. Mm. Oh, yeah, it was an up week. So come Friday, I didn't want to see anyone, do anyone, do anything. I was like, I got home and I was like, that's it for me. No one call me, message me or anything, right? And so I got home and I was like, yes, this is great. And then I had a shower and I get out and Jimmy's like, hey, do you want to go for a walk? And I was like, sure, let's do that. Because I was like, I need to be present, you know?
Yeah,
I need
sure.
to be a present person. Mm-hmm. Let's go for a walk. Lovely, right?
Lovely, so, caring thing for him to suggest.
Yeah, he's a beautiful man. Yeah. He's a beautiful man. Anyway, we went down, drove in Ocean Grove, down Ocean Thruway. Okay, and there's this section there where it's just one long road, all houses on one side, and on the other side it's all dune,
yeah.
right? But you can, there's like a stair access that yeah. takes you to the beach. Now, there is a no standing area. It's all that whole place is a no standing area. But down in the grove, it's pretty laxy-daisy, right? So you just park it up.
Just ignore those signs.
No, yeah. but you know what it's like. It's just like in – it's well, actually, it's not like in Juck.
Yeah. People still wear shoes. So it's like at North Geelong Station, though. Have you seen that car park?
No.
If you go to North Geelong Station, I swear I've seen a car parked on one wheel.
Wherever you can get a park.
On an island.
Get it. Yeah.
In the car park. One wheel, three in the air.
Yeah, exactly. So you just kind of, anyway, it's just like, hey, this is fine, whatever. So we went for a walk and I kicked my thongs off and put them on the stairs there and walked down the beach. And it was a great time.
Sorry, you don't carry your thongs, you just leave them.
Yeah. You just leave them on the side. We'll get back to that.
Are you going into a Japanese restaurant?
They're
a bit heavy.
Hang on. Lee, don't side with him. He's not a beach lad, but you're a beach lad.
Are you wearing your therapeutic soles, though? Is that what it is?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to need therapy after this. So basically, I left him there and we went for a walk. And while we was running around, we had a great little walk and this was awesome. Came back to the stairs.
Yeah.
And I said to Jimmy, these are the wrong stairs. I knew these were the wrong stairs. And he's like, no, they're not. They're the right. It's 9W. That's where we were. Local reference. 9W.
Nice.
And he's like, no, this is it. And I'm like, no, it's not. My thongs aren't here. I put them right here. Do you remember in January, Lingy?
Yep.
When someone stole my goddamn thongs from Colindina? Okay. I always kick them off and leave them on the side. A lot of people do. That's just the community vibe. Someone stole my thongs. My 10-year-old Havies, black in colour, someone stole them. And I went off. I was like, well, this sucks. So I had to go barefoot down to the surf shop in Ocean Grove and I bought a new pair of thongs. Great. But we had a bit of a chat. Someone stole them, whatever. Maybe they needed them. I told myself maybe they needed them and I made peace with
it. To eat. Maybe they got nothing to eat.
No.
They're really hungry.
And they were going to sell, Loggy's thong. Nah, it wasn't me. They didn't know. But maybe they did know.
Maybe they did. That's
maybe
the
they did
thing.
Because.
Maybe they watched you from the bushes.
Do you know what?
Maybe they're a perv.
They might be. Sexy perv. So as I was kicking off my thongs, anxiety brain's talking. Don't be leaving your thongs. You know what happened last time? And the other voice was, that was one in 2 years. It's fine. Leave your thongs. You can trust the OG community.
I wouldn't be leaving your thongs. I'd worry about it. You should hold on to them.
And I left them because I thought, no anxious brain. You're being anxious. But what it was telling me the future. Yep. Someone stole my thongs again. My brand new Havies.
There's no such thing as a coincidence too, by the way.
I think there is someone
who's got a little fetish for your feet.
Stop
and
it.
Has stolen these thongs.
How much would you pay for pics? But before we go there, as we walked back, I looked everywhere for them, couldn't find them. We interacted with people on the beach.
Yeah.
You know? Walked up. Parking fine on the car. That walk cost me $200. $200.
And a lot of mental anguish by the looks of it.
Give me my thongs back, people.
Good on you for being present, though.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Just if anyone random out there is listening, if you heard Loggy's story then talking about her second pair of thongs going missing, nice new pair of runners, Loggy. Well, not new, but just, I'd say slightly worn. Anyone want to put in some high bids for those?
If hey, that fetish hang on. Is, Excuse me. These are my ASICs. They're my getting around shoes. And today I was getting around.
I'm just saying that if anyone out there wants, who's got a little something for your feet, we can...
If the price is right, I'll bend my toes back for anyone. Seriously. I need the cash.
Means. I don't know what that means.
I need cash. I mean, so I'm hypermobile. Yeah, I'm hypermobile and my toes bend back. So if you're into it, I don't know how I'm going to feel about it. But if the money is right,
Just call the studio. We'll organise a sale of these shoes for you.
Yeah. No, I don't want to sell my shoes, but stop stealing my thongs. What the hell? Hey, do you think I should put a sticker on the back of my new thongs that says you're being watched or I'll release footage like...
Smile, you're on camera.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you know what you should do? You should set a trap to lure out the... Don't even go for a walk. Let's not wait till your next go for a... Let's not wait 6 months for you to be present in your relationship again. Let's do a stitchy. Let's
do a sting.
The Ocean Grove thong snatcher.
Yeah. And then, I mean, maybe... You know, I hope that there's no underwear stealing going on, but we're talking about the shoes.
Yeah. That's,
we can do
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes. Yeah. I'll write it down.
Okay. The other idea is a very, very simple one.
Mm.
Carry your thongs on the walk.
All right, mate. Thanks for your support. Blaming the victim. Isn't that good? Oh. Yeah. Yeah. You want to go there, fellas?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm nervous now.
Tommy's scared.
I want to say so much.
He's so scared.
I'm going to let you say it all, though.
All right. I'm going to fire off this song and say it off air. Okay,
okay, good.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggie. Tom and
Loggie. So I've told both of you how when I was a really super cool kid, I used to read Trivial Pursuit questions.
Yes, for fun.
Bedtime reading and memorise a lot of them, the whole box of it. Now, quick story is that particular version of Trivial Pursuit, it was mum and dad's, I trashed it, lost a card here, lost a card there.
Yeah.
I'd have maybe 8 or 10 cards left over.
Good question. Yep. And that's obviously not in print anymore. Is that because there's like the standards have changed since the 80s? And a lot of it is, hey, it's Saturday came under fire for a fair bit of gear. And, you know, there's a lot of those questions that you're not really allowed to ask anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of the questions are dated. Yes, yeah. I would agree with that. But I loved reading it.
Yeah.
My mum, yesterday at my birthday... And Dad, sorry. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah.
I reckon Mum might have been the one who hunted it down.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad got me, they found it in an op shop somewhere, I don't know, on all their travels, an original edition of Trivial Pursuit.
Amazing.
That we'd had when I was a kid as a family.
Oh,
it
that's
was
beautiful.
So exciting. I got all the cards out. I recognised some of the questions. I was sitting there at lunch trying to ask everyone questions. No one wanted a bar of me. No one was talking
obviously.
To me.
And even on your birthday too, people normally make exceptions.
Humour him.
One of the questions, this is the dating bit, Tommy, was
here we go.
What sea separates Italy from Yugoslavia?
Oh,
go on.
What's the answer?
It's the Sea of Your People.
The Red Sea.
No.
The Black Sea.
No.
The
you can't say that.
The Salty Sea.
Come on.
The Dead Sea.
No, hang on. What do you mean?
The Adriatic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everyone knows that.
Isn't that a furniture shop?
Yeah, Adriatic Furniture.
It does show that it's a little dated, this edition. That, yeah.
Is that sea dried up now?
The former Republic of Yugoslavia, is it?
Oh, yes, exactly.
So cool.
Not my people,
that.
You racist. We're not all the same.
I didn't say people, I said your ocean, mate.
Oh,
it's your sea.
No, right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, Tommy, you've taken my exciting birthday present down a different path.
Sorry about that.
I was so pumped. So I'm going to just keep asking you two questions because my family didn't want a bar of any of my questions.
Amazing.
I'm going to bring in a whole box tomorrow and just ask you to every time we've got a break.
Okay.
We're
and then
talk Trivial Pursuit.
Yes.
You did it. You finally
did it.
Triggered the borometer.
Come on.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast. K-Rock 955.
I have a situation at home and I just thought I'd bring you up to speed with it. I've got mystery neighbours.
Well, I thought everyone on the street knew you. I thought you were all like a street community.
No, well, we're getting in that direction. I know some people on our street.
Which is so unlike you, because normally you hate all of your neighbours.
Moved to Lara, turned over a new leaf. We talked about this.
Mm.
I'm trying to be a positive.
There's no ethnics in Lara, you see. That's what he hated.
You said that.
All the cured meats.
I had nothing to do. I did not say that.
He had a little bit of a sensitive nose, didn't he? Didn't like the smells. Yeah.
Why do you need an orchard in your backyard? That's
because it's not.
Anyway.
Self-sufficient.
We... the street that we live in, we know people across the road. My stepdad knows the guy that lives to one side, but none of us know the people that live on the other side of us, right?
Oh.
But we, because our place is two-story, we can see into their backyard.
And so you look often or?
No, well, the thing is, it's at the change table when we're changing the child, there's a window there and it looks straight into their backyard.
Yeah.
And so I quite often will be standing there and just be like, and they've got an amazing setup for kids, just FYI. They've got like this huge trampoline and this play equipment that looks like it's from a public park.
Okay.
It's like,
so you really want to get to know them is what you're saying.
Well, mate, I mean, that slide looks pretty cool. And it's even got one of those ones where it's like a, what do the pirates use? The
yeah, like the periscope.
Telescope. Telescope. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like the but it's like, you know, they have them attached to playgrounds sometimes at public parks. This one's got one of them.
I think your big issue, though, is from your window, the telescope you've got set up.
Yeah.
A bit far.
Yeah, no, I don't need one. That's the thing. So we look into the backyard and when did we move in there? Like August, September.
Yeah,
September.
Right. Yeah.
I reckon I've seen people in that backyard once.
Oh, they're not utilising the space.
In six months. And they've got a pool as well. And when we moved in.
Are you supposed to have frosted glass up there or something?
No, we've got frosted glass on one side of the house, not the other. Weird. Mm. Anyway, so they got a pool and people in the street told us, oh, you might find that, you know, the kids next door are a bit noisy in the pool, but you should be right, they're not. That annoying or whatever. And so, oh, yeah, that's cool, whatever. We've got kids as well, so we don't care. But I reckon I've heard them playing in the pool once as well.
Ah.
The noisiest thing about the pool is the pump. I mean, if you're living there day in, day out, and the pump's making that noise, sort it out.
See how he's not happy with anyone?
Wow.
You cannot live next to
this
man.
No,
they just don't want to get to know you.
Yeah.
Because you might be a little bit difficult as a neighbour.
Well, I think maybe they don't live there full time.
Oh.
I think maybe it's
a holiday
like
house in Lara.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, I don't know whether they're coming down every second weekend from Melbourne or something.
I wouldn't have thought so, mate.
I'm sort of getting more the vibe.
All right, Miss Ocean Grove.
I'm getting more the vibe that every time they spot you approaching, they quickly go and hide and draw the blinds.
Hey, Mum and Dad, that weird guy's watching us.
It's at the point. It's at the point now where, right, so they've got the play equipment at the back and the side, you can kind of see the side of the house and the swimming pool. And they've got like a little deck area as well.
Oh my God.
Where they've got outdoor table and chairs.
There's a word for this.
Sliding doors. And every so often I look to see if stuff has moved around the table, like the outdoor entertaining area.
Right.
To see if there's actually people living there, because I don't know if there's...
What's the end game here? Are you wanting to go over there?
Well, I don't know. Do I knock on the door and introduce myself? Because I would like to...
No.
Like, I'd like to know my neighbours. I'm trying to be a neighbourly person.
They don't want to know you.
But do they exist? That's what I want to know.
Well, do you know that in a former life, when Loggie was working at the criminal courts,
yes,
a lot of these cases came across her desk.
They did. Intervention orders, they're called.
Didn't end well for people like you, Tommy.
Holiday house in Lara.
Just leave them be.
Shut up,
so
Tom.
So get curtains? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Let them live their life.
All right. Tom and Long. K-Rock.